This is KAYT-FM. 88.1
Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress. From this psalm, my brothers and sisters, everything that was created got its help. It started and it's beginning from the Lord. There's absolutely nothing in the creative order that did not get its help or its beginning from the Lord. God has the ability to make all things and sustain all things within our life as well as within the world. God is a creative God. He made everything in the world. And when I think about all of the things that God have created, I am baffled by how he could do such a thing. When you can see a bird who makes a nest without hand and have the perfection of the nest, you know we serve a mighty God. When you can even send a dog to go fetch something and return it back to you and protect you from the enemy, that's the God that we serve who created it all. So let's examine the God who is creative. Let's examine what David revealed concerning how awesome is our God. The beginning and the ending of this psalm in verses 1 through 9 give the same situation of God's majestic name. The name that is revealed or revealed that revealed his character, the character of God, which is exalted above all creation. The word majestic means splendor and glory. And this is, Antioch, a fitting note of praise for the Lord of creation. In verse 1, it starts with saying, O Lord, our Lord. O Lord, our Lord. David first called God by his covenant name. And a covenant is a binding agreement that God establishes. Right. He called him by his covenant name, and that covenant name is Yahweh. Not speaking in tongue, I'm speaking in Hebrew. Then David called him by his position. That position is Adonai. Not speaking in tongue, speaking in Hebrew. Adonai, my brothers and sisters, is his position name, which means Lord and Master of his people. So when you hear me say Adonai, Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim, I'm talking about God. He's the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. I'm talking about the infinite that became finite, the transcendent that became immanent. I'm not raising up and thinking that I'm better and using words that you can't understand, because every time I call his name, I explain everything about him. But the thing about God is that God is unexplainable, because there's nothing that can compare to him. Nothing can define him, because God is greater than what man can comprehend about him. That's the God that we serve. No adjectives can compare to what God is. So basically, David is saying in this psalm, our God is our master. Don't you dare sell out to someone who thinks he is a master of the world. Don't you dare sell out to a man who thinks he has power and authority to make people bow down to him. Don't you dare give up your rights and your freedom and your serendipity. Don't you dare. Because there's only one God, Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim, and Jehovah, all the same. Yes. My brothers and sisters, David was saying in this psalm, our God is our master. I want to stop right there for a moment, because that's critical for us to realize, if we want to have a right relationship or right understanding of who God is, we also need to have a relationship with him. if you want to understand him, you got to have a relationship. God is the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. And that's just getting started. Because God has so much more for us in the new order, the new heaven and the new earth, which is to come. This stuff, this earth, this place has always been temporary. It's just the beginning. It's just the starting point. But what God have is eternal. Now we know why he said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem and a new you. Because old things can't establish and inherit new things that God have in store. David said, O Lord, our Lord, not only has God created everything and is over everything, but he is also our Lord, our ruler, and our master. As believers, we must lift God up as Lord over our lives. The Lord who is over everyone and everything. And this is because that position, that's the position that the Lord rightfully deserves. He deserves it because he made it all. Whether or not the world will hear it, whether or not the world is not willing to admit that and submit to him, doesn't change the fact that he is the Lord over everyone and everything. God ain't gonna make you shout. He ain't gonna make you worship him. He ain't gonna make you, and I'm using the vernacular, ain't. He's just not gonna do it. He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our honor. And he is worthy of our glory. That's the God that we serve. My brothers and sisters, Psalm 19 states, the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. The heavens declared. He made the heaven. In the beginning, God created it all. The firmament, the earth, and everything in the world. God made it. And the heavens declare the glory of God. My brothers and sisters, what kind of God is it that we serve that is over all things? When we understand this profound truth, it transforms how we live and understand the world around us. That Grand Canyon, Hawaii, those pyramids that ain't nobody figured out how they made them. God put it all into motion. And so God, who is creative, give man a little glimpse of how to create things. God, who is creative, give man a mind to think and to do those things that he said, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore, so I'm giving you the ability to do it. AI ain't too smart. God is smarter than AI. You'll catch that on your way home. Because God can do all things. He can stop it, he can increase it, or he can do away with it. That's the God that we serve. Don't you dare worry about tomorrow, because we know who holds tomorrow in the palm of his hand. My brothers and sisters, we serve an awesome God who knows everything, who has called us to be accountable to the things he has set us over. And this is what the Lord is up to. And when we think about what God is doing, we can shout, O Lord, our Lord. Yes. Not everybody will call him Lord. Well, wait a minute. Thank you. But every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Not everybody is willing to call him Lord of their life. But every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Not everybody will acknowledge that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, but every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Not everybody will honor him, but every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Even those fallen angels have to acknowledge that he is Lord. Because God is in control. David said, out of the mouth of babes and suckling, out of the mouth of babes and suckling, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemy. David marveled that God uses the strength of a child to silence the enemy, a baby. Thou hast ordained strength because of the enemy. Out of the mouth of babes and suckling, thou hast ordained strength because of thy enemy. A baby. God uses the strength of a child to silence them. This truth reminds us that God's strength is not confined to the powerful or the wise, but by our worldly standards. See, when we stop going by our standards and start going by His standards, then we're on the right track. It tells us, instead of God's majesty is revealed through the humility and purity of a little child, the unlikely, the sometime innocent ones, which seem weak by man's standard. God majestic is revealed through the humility and purity of little children, the unlikely, the innocent, and sometimes we simply think they are weak by man's standards. Antioch, this illustrates that God's ways transcend human understanding as He chooses the innocent to showcase His divine power. Where are you going? I'll show you. The Augustine baby yelled out, "When I said a child shall lead him." This was God's demonstration of His sovereignty. I got witnesses in the back of the church said, "When I said a child shall lead them," the baby yelled out. Because He says in the last days a child shall lead them, because you know why? Because they are innocent and they receive God's word without questioning what God said. But we who are old question it. I don't see it. You ain't supposed to see it. You're supposed to believe it. But a child will receive it out of the innocence of their heart, not because somebody has told them, because God has placed it in their heart.
Right.
And that child shouted out when we said a child shall lead them, because God's word will not fail. In the last days, my brothers and sisters, through this, we are reminded that the source of strength lies not in our own ability, but in our reliance on God's might and His sovereignty. The idea is that the Lord has ordained the weakest shall confound the strong. Stop worrying about 47, because God is up to something. He may stop, He may tear down, because that's all the enemy does. He may unemploy, but God is still in control. He may think he's winning, but this race is not for the swift nor the strong, but those who endure to the end. We just got to hang on just a little while longer. Because what seemed to be strength will one day fall and crumble.
Right.
What seemed to be a stronghold will fall and crumble. What seemed to be might will give up his power to the one who is all powerful and who has all authority.
Yeah.
He did not say that we would not go through tribulation, but he says, "I'm in control and I will protect those under mine." Then David said, "When I